Good afternoon, everybody. Let's get started by leaving me a review. Good reviews are always welcome, so are the bad. You know, I want to get you guys feedback. I want to know topics that you want me to discuss, and I want to hear what you think of the podcast, good, bad, or ugly. Let's also hit that subscribe button. What it does is it's a seamless way to get me delivered to you daily so you can fill your mind with some good content. And leave a rating. As far as stars, you know, 5 stars are great. And it gains a lot more exposure for me to help folks just like you. But whatever star rating you leave, at least leave me a comment to see what where the opportunity is. So I want to get started today by talking about avoiding the sparkle. And what I mean by sparkle is the eye candy. The glittery, shiny things that society pushes on us that makes us think that that's what we need to have, at least to be successful and to have a certain status within the community. And I'm here to tell you that that's not the case. And I'm here to warn that by saying that is not the case now. And if you do what you're supposed to do now or need to do now to put you in a good position, then at a later date when you can afford that sparkly stuff, you can go ahead and do it seamlessly and not have to worry about anything. The problem is that folks get too caught up in it too early in life when they're just getting started out and they add too much sparkle to their situation. And next thing you know, they're in this vicious cycle that they can't get out of. And that vicious cycle does not allow them to do really what they want in life, what they have a passion for and really what they, you know, their heart is in for. But, you know, at some point, just got a little distracted. And look, it happens to all of us. Guilty. I'll be the first one to tell you. Yeah, my situation, very typical. You know, I graduated from college and started working. As I started working, I started accumulating more liabilities. And it happens just like that. You know, you get yourself a job, you pick up a credit card or two. The job that you do have right out of school typically isn't the best job. You know, there's probably stability there, but not the most stable job of all jobs. And definitely not the best paying of all jobs. So, you know, you take a little liability here, take a little liability there. Then the next major event happens. Typically, that's somebody who gets married or has a kid. And now you have an additional liability. And hopefully at that point in time, you're able to make enough headway at your current position to either get a raise or leverage that into a different position with a different company compensating you for it. And typically, that's how the cycle goes and so on and so forth. So you accumulate these liabilities first. And then hopefully, eventually, you get, you know, it kind of reconciles, but it never reconciles at the same rate. I will say that. We always think by, you know, getting a raise or a different position that pays us a little bit more, people have a tendency to overextend themselves. So they'll get a $5 an hour raise, but then they'll take on a liability that's costing them $10 an hour. But the perception is that they now can afford that liability and so on and so forth. And then they take on, next thing you know, they take on two or three liabilities and now they're $50 an hour behind where they thought they were, even though they just got a new raise or a new promotion or a new position with the company. And these things happen without you even knowing. You know, you could be buying additional things, which you have a lot of power over. But there's also inflation. There's things that happen with cost of living. You know, you can't control if they're going to charge you an extra 10, 15 cents for an apple. You know, that's just the way the market goes. So, you know, you have all those things working against you because they're profitable to other people. And what do we do to fix that? We fix that by being very diligent, picking up good habits and staying true to those good habits, and then weathering the storm. Good, bad, or ugly. You know, you're going to have the seasons of life, and there's going to be certain times of the year that you're more plentiful and you're doing better, and there are certain times of the year where you're not doing as well, and you need to hold on to those reserves a little bit more. And you do so with your habits. If you have good habits, you have good rituals, if you have a good foundation, if you're doing the right thing every day and not derailing the day-to-day focuses that lead into the bigger picture, then ultimately, you'll get there. You know, it's the compounding effect. So everything you do every day, and what we try to do at the Motivational Trainer Program is we try to do little things every day. And then those little things add up to build things, big things. And then once you have those big things, you still have the little things driving those big things. So then you compound onto bigger things and bigger things and bigger things. until it's a situation where it's now a habit, and instead of forget it. So regardless of what happens to you, you can withstand it. So the good times, you continue to flourish. The bad times, you have the fundamentals in place to withstand whatever life is going to throw at you. And make no mistake, life is going to throw things at you. Life is probably currently throwing things at you. And only guarantee is they're going to throw more things at you. You just have to learn how to adapt and live within that environment and be successful. And that's the big key to success in life, is loving what you do, doing it, having the autonomy to do it, and then not being constricted to doing it. That at any given point in time, you're done doing it, you no longer have the love for it or the passion for it, or there's something that comes into your life that replaces that love and passion and becomes a more of a priority than that was because things change, you'll be adaptable and you can change whatever in whichever direction you have to. You'll have good agility. So if that sounds like something you're interested in, please get on my calendar. 30-minute conversation, really for me to kind of understand where you're currently at in your life and if there's something I can do to help you get to where you need to get to. So it's, you know, no hassle. Just get on the calendar. Worst case scenario, it takes 30 minutes out of your day and you have a good conversation with somebody who, even if you don't buy into the program, will be able to kind of give you a little insight about my take on your situation and, you know, where I think that you can go and where you can grow in certain areas. Because we all need that. If you look at any great mind in the world, what they do is they surround themselves around other people, other like-minded people. And for you to source this podcast tells me you're already interested in doing something better for you and your family and you know, generating generational wealth and putting yourself in a good position. You're probably somebody that doesn't recognize how many liabilities they currently have that's affecting them, but you are aware that you do have more liabilities and assets. And really what you want to do is you want to, you know, stop the hemorrhaging, stop digging yourself a deeper hole, and get back to baseline, and then build off that baseline. And I'm somebody that can help you do it. So I really hope you get on my calendar. I really hope we get to speak soon, and have a very blessed day. Thank you so much.